CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. House Democrats released a copy of a birthday note that was allegedly written by the president to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. CBS's Scott McFarlane with the latest from Washington.
The message apparently bears the signature of President Trump and comes with an outline of what appears to be a naked woman. Democrats on the U.S. House Oversight Committee posted this image today, saying it was President Trump's contribution to a 50th birthday gift book given to Jeffrey Epstein in 2003. In July, Trump denied making the sketch or the note and then filed a defamation lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal for reporting the note's existence.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt posting a statement on X saying, quote, President Trump did not draw this picture and he did not sign it. The administration did have a big win, courtesy of the Supreme Court, which cleared the way for it to resume its sweeping immigration enforcement stops in L.A. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez has details.
While the case was only applicable to that region of the country in California, this high court decision could very well undermine other lawsuits that advocates in other states and cities could file against immigration enforcement actions in places like Chicago and Boston.
During a speech at the Museum of the Bible, President Trump with a big announcement about religious freedom.
I'm pleased to announce this morning that the Department of Education will soon issue new guidance protecting the right to prayer in our public schools.
No word what that guidance will be. The president also announced he donated his Trump family Bible to the museum. It was given to him by his mother and used during both of his inauguration ceremonies. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer with a warning about the war in the Middle East.
Violence is about to escalate. Prime Minister Netanyahu warned Gazans to get out of Gaza City as the military prepares to step up its operations from the air and on the ground unless Hamas releases the remaining Israeli hostages and surrenders.
There is a deadly kissing bug disease spreading across the U.S. CBS's Matt Piper reports the CDC says Chagas may become an endemic.
The parasite is found in the triatomine insect and is called the kissing bug because it bites people on the face. The insect has been found in 32 states, with 8 states reporting human infection, including California, where about 45,000 people in Los Angeles County may be infected with Chagas.
Symptoms include eyelid swelling at first. It can eventually include heart and digestive issues. For now, there are no vaccines or drugs that can prevent it. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Your car steering wheel could be a ticking time bomb. At least 24 people have died and many more injured because their airbags fired shrapnel at them upon inflating. Tens of millions of cars have been recalled. If you suffered cuts that required stitches, hearing or vision loss, or broken bones, please contact us today. You could be owed money for medical bills and other damages.
Morgan & Morgan. Visit us at badairbags.com for an office near you. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
That inspired a horror series is up for auction.
The owner of the 18th century Rhode Island farmhouse where the first Conjuring movie is set had already turned the place at 1677 Round Top Road in Harrisville into a ghost tour business and offered overnight stays before it went into foreclosure. The sale date, fittingly, October 31st, Halloween. The home sold for $1.5 million in 2022. The Conjuring movies are still doing a booming business. The latest, Last Rites, topped the weekend box office with an $83 million debut domestically. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
In Germany, Oliver Stromfels' attempt to recapture his Guinness World Record for carrying the most beer steins at once was recently shattered. He held the record in 2017 with 29. This year, he went for 31. But as the crowd cheered him on, several mugs fell and broke, leaving him soaked. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy, a southerly breeze to the overnight as temperatures drop into the mid-50s. Quite a bit of sunshine Tuesday. We'll call it mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Wednesday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area. Highs in the mid and upper 70s. Right now, it's 58.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. The sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words. The wills of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispered sounds of silence.
It would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. Should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. Lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
about time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays a fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station.
She simply called. broke through. night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Well, since she put me down, I've been out doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know I wouldn't take much time for you to help me run, to help me get her out of my heart. Help me run.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Stone so big.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave?
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care?
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness
you.
Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with its teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Get someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a shell. Could it be our boy's done something rash? That line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where the Trump administration's been handed a victory in its mass deportation efforts.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority lifted a restraining order by a lower court judge who found ICE agents were conducting indiscriminate stops in and around Los Angeles.
The Supreme Court put that ruling, that temporary restraining order, on hold while the case plays out.
The Supreme Court's 6-3 decision cleared the way for agents to conduct sweeping immigration operations in L.A. Torian Small, CBS News, the White House.
The administration insists an illustrated birthday note to Jeffrey Epstein from the president is fake. CBS's Scott McFarlane tells us it was released by House Democrats yesterday.
During an interview in July with Trump administration Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, Epstein's co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell acknowledged compiling the birthday book.
It's been so long.
But alleged she didn't remember if Trump contributed to it.
What drives homelessness and poverty? A new AP NORC poll found that most U.S. adults think individual choices are to blame. And while the survey found fewer people point at the government for its lack of support, most also think it doesn't spend enough on those in need. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu warned Palestinians to get out of Gaza City as the military prepares to step up its offensive from the air and ground unless Hamas releases the remaining hostages. This comes after six Israelis were killed when two Palestinian gunmen opened fire at a bus stop in